This is your Paragon News Update for November 1st, 2021, brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Weatherford man has been charged after being accused of sexually abusing his two teenage daughters. According to a probable cause affidavit, 41-year-old Devin Widener Smoot was arrested on October 21st after the alleged abuse was revealed by the victims. The court documents stated that the Custer County Department of Human Services contacted the Weatherford Police Department after the 17-year-old victim told them that the alleged abuse occurred when she was 14. During an interview with Weatherford Police, the child would tell a detective that the abuse occurred multiple times between June or July of 2019 and November of 2019. She said her mother became aware of the abuse when her 18-year-old sister spoke of similar abuse to her. The affidavit stated that later that day, police brought in Smoot for questioning. He would confirm to police his address, which matched the living address of the victims. But when asked about the alleged abuse that took place, he would refuse to answer any questions without a lawyer present. Smoot was then detained by a Weatherford detective. The court document stated that while serving a search warrant at the residence, an investigator conducted an interview with Smoot's wife. She would confirm that her daughters did tell her about the incidents and also stated that Smoot would allegedly enter the bathroom that the family shared while the juveniles would be showering. Smoot was formally charged in Custer County District Court with two felony counts of child sexual abuse. His bond has been set at $150,000. A preliminary hearing for Smoot has been scheduled for December 3rd. A Carter man has succumbed to injuries he sustained in a motorcycle accident that occurred in Cotton County last month. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, 48-year-old Hugh N. Bullard died on Sunday at United Regional Hospital in Wichita Falls, Texas. Bullard had been hospitalized at the facility and was being treated for injuries he sustained in the one vehicle accident that occurred near Temple, Oklahoma, on the afternoon of October 23rd. OHP says while riding his 2015 Green Indian motorcycle on State Highway 5A, 2 miles west of Temple, Bullard failed to negotiate a left-hand turn in the road and departed the road to the right. As a result, the motorcycle rolled 2 times, coming to rest in a ditch. OHP says the driver was thrown approximately 41 feet from the motorcycle. Bullard was initially admitted into the Texas hospital with head, arm, leg, trunk, external, and internal injuries. OHP reported that Bullard was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford celebrated homecoming on Saturday, and winners of the various competitions have been announced by the university. Western Oklahoma schools were well represented at the festivities. In the marching band contest, 18 bands participated in the parade. Sayre High School was named the outstanding band in the parade competition and won $250 from the Swazoo Student Government Association. Sayre High School also won the Outstanding Drum Major Award. Sayre's band also took home first place honors in Class 3A, along with Outstanding Color Guard and Outstanding Music. Other band winners at the parade included, among others, the Elk City High School Marching Band taking first place honors in Class 4A. Elk City also took home Outstanding Color Guard and Outstanding Music honors. Burnsville Dill City took third place honors in Class 2A. Natalie Kinder of Arapahoe and Ryan Aggiemang of UConn were crowned homecoming king and queen during halftime of the Swazoo football game. Kinder and Aggiemang were sponsored by the Student Government Association. In-state news, Oklahoma's Pardon and Parole Board recommends that the governor spare the life of death row inmate Julius Jones. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has more.
Death row inmate Julius Jones told the state pardon parole board today he is innocent of the 1998 fatal shooting of Paul Howell of Edmond.
I am here before you today to tell you what I never got to tell the jury in my trial. Yes, I've made many mistakes in my youth, but I did not kill Mr. Paul Howell.
The board voted 3-1 to recommend that Governor Stitt commute Jones' death sentence to life with the possibility of parole. State Assistant State Attorney General Jennifer Crabb says there is nothing about Jones' case that deserves clemency.
Convictions and sentences in death penalty cases are very closely scrutinized and frequently reversed. Yet Jones' conviction and sentence have been affirmed at every turn.
Jones is scheduled to be executed on November 18th. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $83.88. That's up 31 cents. Brent crude at $84.45. That's up 13 cents. Natural gas at $5.21. That's down 20 cents. Recapping our top story, a Weatherford man charged after being accused of child sexual abuse. Once again, your Paragon News update for November 1st, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atho.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.